Previously on 24.
The Chinese are continuing to press the case that we were involved in the assault on their consulate.
Have they managed to find evidence beyond the surveillance video of me?
No, and we have to make sure they don't.
You are part of the covert team that mounted the assault on our consulate. If you're not going to tell us who is ultimately responsible, that leaves you.
Stealth, we can't track it by radar.
Those missiles travel at a speed of 600 miles an hour, which means it can hit a target on either coast in under 3 hours.
That's assuming it's headed for the coast. If it's not, it could hit its target at any time.
What is CTU going to do now to find the missile?
At this point, CTU no longer has any reasonable expectation of finding the missile before it reaches its target.
I gave you the responsibility to stop this. You failed me, David. And you failed your country.
Drop the gun! It's over!
Do it, Jack.
Do you really have what it takes to let me kill him while you're looking him in the eye?
Yeah.
Tony.
I have the power to give you a deal signed by the President of the United States. In exchange, you can help me find Mark 1 and stop this warhead from hitting his target.
Show me the deal.
The following takes place between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Hi, I'm Bob Cochran, co-creator, executive producer of 24 and co-author of this episode.
And I'm Scott Powell. I'm one of three editors on the show and the editor of this particular episode.
Jack, we can't verify she's telling the truth until it's too late.
Well, we don't have a choice. Right now, she's the only person who can...
Our assistants cut the recaps on these things and on this particular show. Since it aired the same night as the previous episode, we kept it very brief, just about the threat of the missile and that it's a stealth missile. We don't know where it is.
We brought back Mandy, Mia Kirshner is the actress's name in this episode. Hopefully it worked, even for people who hadn't seen the first couple of seasons, but for people who had, it was an extra little kick because she's twice appeared and done terrible things without anybody realizing who she was or what she'd done. In this episode, it all comes out to the characters in the show, who she is. And Palmer has to allow the woman who almost killed him to go free.
I love the addition of Logan character. Man, what a great...
he does a great job.
What a great actor he is.
He does a great job.
Oh, man. Woman, we're about to... The first dailies I got on him, he was playing it very big. Maybe it was just the first dailies that I happened to see. He was playing it huge, you know, big, crazy, paranoid, bug-eyed guy. But then he brought it down to such a great performance.
Mr. President, the Attorney General says the immunity agreement is in order, ready to be signed.
If I read this document right... I love these graphics they have here, too. It adds such a great layer to our show, all the monitors and graphics that are the CTU set. And
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Sign it.
We're trying to get you the deal, but we will pull it if the missile hits first.
I cut out a scene with Tony and Jack, a nice little friendship scene, but on these season finales, it's been common that they come in very long. This was 8.5 minutes long on the first cut, and the things that are expendable are the whatever doesn't drive it to the conclusion.
Absolutely. And that's unusual to be 8 minutes long. We're mostly in the other direction.
Yes, yeah. We're usually shooting new scenes to get to our formatted time.
Where's Mark 1?
The Global Center.
This is another situation where Jack would prefer to kill this person or at least put her under arrest, but he's got to curb his personal feelings and do what's right for the mission. You can see it in his face.
He'd love to strangle this
chick. Yeah, he would really like to get rid of her right now.
Yeah. That's the first time we see Tony, I think. Having cut out that scene between he and Jack. It's a nice scene. It'll be in the extra material. Now, this helicopter was just a mock-up helicopter that... you know, the blades don't turn, so I had to crop it so you didn't see that
right.
Shot on top. Pretty convincing, though.
Now, absolutely.
And this is just the camera moving down. This is the copter in another location. And that's Jack in a real copter. And it's cool that we've got a star that doesn't mind riding in helicopters, even hanging out an open door shooting a gun, which we'll see in a few minutes.
No, he doesn't mind that. He probably loves it.
I guess. And here's another actor who will go the extra miles. We're going to see that in a few minutes, too.
He was terrific.
Oh, man.
He was terrific. You know, there are a lot of scenes where he didn't have tremendous amount of things to play in terms of what most actors like to do, but he just sold everything and made you believe he was driven to commit these terrible acts.
Absolutely.
Every episode.
Uh-huh.
How long before we get to the ship in international waters?
10 minutes.
Now, we shot a lot of this episode, a lot of the exteriors, in high def. We had a third camera, a high def camera, which we're considering doing next season. And I think this is one of them. And in a lot of places, I'm cutting between high def and film footage that, man, it really balanced out well. It's come a long way. And here's Jack really inside a copter opening the door up. That's pretty neat, huh?
It is.
Anchorage, Jack, we're almost there. Have you got confirmation on the target?
We just repositioned the satellite. The images are coming through now.
Edgar was, I've gotten to love his character. He's pretty bold casting.
It gives such a different color to this show, he and Chloe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's we got a lot of guys running around with guns and tough guys and all that, and then you cut to CTU and it's a whole different feel, which is,
right.
I think, very nice.
And now we've gotten Chloe out there kicking ass.
Yeah, she did a little gunslinging. Yeah,
that was
right.
So bitching.
Yeah.
Maybe we ought to get Edgar out there shooting someone, huh?
Maybe we will.
Secret Agent Edgar Stiles.
Yeah.
Okay, come up over the building now!
Yes, sir!
Don't let him take off! Stay above him!
Oh! Oh!
He's right on top of me!
It's a wonderfully choreographed sequence.
Yeah.
Our man, John Cassar, never lets us down. See that Jack hanging out of the copter? That's Kiefer. And ain't no stuntman. That's him.
Yeah. Now I set up a situation where they absolutely have to capture the bad guy alive or they're completely screwed because he's the only one who can tell them the information they need because he shot that bomb pilot.
Right.
There he is.
And I think where our show does something a little different than most shows, we set up the situation where you absolutely know this guy's going to be caught. And then maybe not.
I love those twists.
Yeah.
The way this show's shot, like, you know, their cameramen are almost like other characters. They're right in there.
Yes.
You know, give us the feeling we're in, you know, this shot, for instance. You know, you feel like you're hanging back with them.
Yeah, you're just feeling the multiple points of view, which really makes you feel like you're in the middle of it.
Right, and each point of view is an actual point of view, you know?
Yeah.
You feel like you're one of the guys. Cameramen are just wonderful. Guy and Jay, so talented. They do this little dance with the actors.
Yeah, it's really amazing to watch them on set or on location, where they move around and dance around.
Yeah, watch them do their thing.
And you never sense it when you're watching.
No, that's for sure. That's got to be hard for the actors, too, to have these cameramen whipping around in their faces.
And they go, yeah, absolutely.
It's like a pesky guy. Hey, what are you doing? What are you getting out of your pocket?
Get out of my
Yeah. Who's that? Who said that? You know? Now, here, they shot the down shot on stage. They duplicated that railing in this balcony.
Right.
And we comped in that street below. And that's Arnold hanging, you know, about 15 feet above a green screen airbag. He does this stunt that we're about to see that, man, it sure makes it very believable.
Tell me where it is!
Ouch.
Just saying, the hell with you. Look at that. That's him falling onto an airbag and it cut off, cut away as soon as his back hit the airbag.
Right.
And then to that, pretty convincing. Then our digital effects guys do that blood actually traveling.
Right.
You know, seeping out of his head. See that shot?
Oh, jeez.
It was just a big splotch of blood, and we had him make it travel.
So now the one thing that couldn't possibly happen has happened.
Yeah.
And that's where I like to end, end an act or sometimes an episode when we can.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was packed into 6 minutes.
Yep. So. Yeah, one act. It was almost like a whole show in one act.
That's a great job by John Cassar.
Oh, yeah. I remember a previous version of the script. The thread ended after Act 1, but we made it over Act 1 and 2.
Yes.
It's a cross between Richard Nixon and Don Knotts.
Exactly.
He's so good. Such an interesting additional antagonist for Jack, you know, getting in the way of him doing what he needs to do.
Well, it is, and we've had 4 seasons of really strong presidents who were, you know, for the most part, smart and tough and guys that were willing to do what needed to be done. So it's nice to just bring a different...
A guy who's in way over his head
and guy
scared
kinda,
shitless.
Kind of doesn't know how to handle what he's facing.
Yeah.
Which is strange, since one of your agents has confessed.
Now, if we don't have enough to worry about, we got
here
this
come the
situation.
Chinese, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
My name is Howard Byrne. I'm a federal agent with the counterterrorist unit in Los Angeles. Speaking of my own free will, under no duress.
We've really come to, as writers, to love the sort of upstairs, downstairs effect of showing Jack Bauer and the field agents and the stuff they have to do to prevent whatever's being, you know, the terrorists are doing. And then cutting upstairs, as it were, to the White House and the political aspects of what go on.
Right, the guys covering their asses. And
yeah, and having they're from their own point of view doing what they have to do. And we hit upon the idea of, which I think is true in real life, that our fight against terrorism is certainly influencing and impacting our relationships with other countries and other governments. So, This particular situation, of course, we made up, but the notion that our relationships with other countries is affected sometimes adversely by the things we do in the war against terrorism is just an interesting thing to explore.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Damn it, David, you said this would be handled.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This scene was about twice as long, at least, and I was streamlined down to the bare bones dialogue, and it at a time when we still have this threat going on, it just went on way too long. You almost forgot about the other threat. So,
as an editor, wouldn't you rather have too much to work with and pare back?
Oh, hell yes,
yeah. So.
Definitely.
Jack Bauer would never compromise national security.
Now, this guy did a good job, this actor, too.
Yeah.
What you believe is irrelevant.
Yes, very good job. He started as a very, very minimal character and became quite a large character in this episode.
Yeah. And you see he's sort of bland, but underneath it there's this guy who's pretty ruthless. And,
yes.
You know, which is a nice...
you don't expect him to be so ruthless.
Exactly, yeah.
It comes out right here. His true colors show through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This administration does not condone murder.
His mannerisms are so good.
It's really good. Yeah. He did it great. He's telling this guy something with his words.
Yeah, wink, wink, and, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. And the guy knows he can. He yeah. can. He gets it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's really, really good acting.
Yeah.
It's wonderful when you can trust the actors to pull stuff off like that. You don't have to write dialogue.
Without dialogue, yeah, you knew what was going on with Palmer as well there. Yes. He was going, okay, I see what these fuckers are doing.
Yeah, that's great. This is intact.
So I'm kind of tracking a navigation program with a GPS node. Adams is uplinking whatever's left to CTU.
All right, so we cheated a little. He shot that thing, but it's not really completely shot. But it's just enough left so they can get...
They know how to clip onto the right node or whatever
that's
it's
right.
called. And
but that's what enabled us to kill Marwan.
Uh-huh.
We had to have some thread left over, so this was it.
It's totally random. I can't make any sense of it.
Maybe try a correlation matrix.
What's that going to do?
Just do it, Edgar.
I told you it wasn't going to work.
It's because you didn't expand the parameter.
That Chloe.
Yeah.
She knows everything.
What have you got?
It's an interesting situation here where it's not all that high energy. They're trying to keep it controlled and calm, but I had to cut a lot of energy into it with a lot of boxes, taking all the air out of in between the
yes.
dialogue and pounding music.
And then I was just going to say, and the music helps.
Right.
Chloe, run a time analysis.
I'm surprised Joel let me keep all these boxes. He usually has me thin them out quite a bit. Worked well in this situation.
Yeah.
Look at those coordinates of the Air Force.
Clark. Captain Clark, Bill Buchanan, CTU. The missiles.
A lot of people monitoring one situation, so the boxes work wonderfully for that.
I think it heightens the significance of what's going on. It's all these people, you know, hanging on it, and their lives depend on it.
Right. It's also a good technique for pointing at things that are important. For instance, I'm in multiple boxes here. And when you go out of boxes, it's usually a point where you really need to be paying attention. Like back there when Chloe said, uh-oh, it's Los Angeles.
Right.
I went from a lot of boxes just to her face going, oh, shit.
Right.
Good for punctuating certain things.
Designed not to blow up until it hits its designated target.
But the force of the impact could trigger the Armin mechanism, right?
It's unlikely.
But it is possible, right, Jack?
Yes, it's possible, but we don't have a choice. We're out of time here.
Delta 2, this is Flightcom. We have a contact at 3846 degrees north, bearing 120. Respond.
Closing in on those coordinates. Possible contact, breaking left.
Cool visual effects that our guys at CBS Digital did. It's actually a digital jet. They mimic the camera move and everything.
Wow.
It doesn't look like it, does it?
No, it sure didn't.
Good luck. Repeat. Good luck. Delta 2's in range. Requesting clearance to engage. Delta 2, target confirmed. Clear to engage.
I've got good tone. Fox 2, missile away.
That's totally digital there.
We did research on, called some people on whether if you shot a cruise missile out of the sky that was armed with a warhead, would it go off? And kind of what we said, the answer was, no, it wouldn't go off, probably. So
that was slickly written into that, just a question from Edgar. And it.
It's something I think that would occur to most people is, well, okay, you shoot it down, but will it go off when it hits the ground?
Exactly, it explodes, doesn't it detonate?
But the arming mechanism of nuclear weapons is so delicate that generally if the arming mechanism itself does not explode precisely correctly, right, it won't set off the main...
Right. We gave this girl, who was an extra, who wasn't speaking, some dialogue that cleared that up too.
Right.
The debris did some damage, but it didn't... these two are so solid.
They have
Reiko
great chemistry.
And Carlos.
They
really
do.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we let people be happy.
Yeah.
For a scene, maybe.
You gotta, let something work out. A happy ending.
Yeah. Of course, you know when there's a happiness this early in the show, there's...
Some's
come down the pike.
One thing I love about what you guys did in season one was killing Terry was such an outrageous thing to have happen that now the audience knows absolutely anything can happen.
Anything can happen. I think
anything.
That was the signature moment, really, of the show, that we did that and we convinced the network, that it was the right thing to do, and right. I think everybody felt after the season was over that that, in a sense, made the show.
I think you're right. You know? Yeah, there were a lot of outraged people. Yeah. They couldn't possibly do that. Oh, my God. You know,
In the world we create, that's one of the, you know, you pay a price for things, and that's that made right. it real, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No, commercial flights are still grounded. I'm trying to get Paul back on a military transport.
As the first time since the death of his wife this year that Jack has been able to allow himself to emotionally, really emotionally connect to a woman and fall in love. And, of course, circumstances, as always, interfered.
Mm. One of the things I love about editing this show is that it's so multi-leveled. I've got a quick, cutty, crazy action sequence, and then I slow down to a very nice emotional scene like this.
Right.
It's got a lot of variety for an editor. You know, I got some moments of levity to tear-jerking to outrageous action, you know?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think from a storytelling point of view, too, the ability to go to extremes really emphasizes the point in each case. You know what I mean? You're so tense and so action-oriented so that when you cut to something like this, it has more impact.
Absolutely.
Because you're coming off such an adrenaline rush. So the emotion plays, I think, even stronger than it might ordinarily.
Absolutely, and vice versa, when there's a long build-up to action. So nice not to be handcuffed like we've all been so many times on shows that are so regimented. And,
you couldn't
kill off a lead character.
That's right.
You couldn't, these crazy things, you know, can't happen. They're,
that's right. I think it's a function, a lot of it is a function of, it's a function of how we decided to tell stories, but it's also a function of the world we're in. Because terrorism allows you such extreme situations to deal with.
Yes.
Who can deal with that world?
Jack, you killed my husband, you tortured my brother.
But I love you anyway.
I love you anyway, but don't think I can stay with you.
All right. sex won't be the same after all that.
But after today, it's just...
I think it makes it more painful for Jack that she does still love him after all that, but still just can't be with him, as opposed to just hating him and saying, you're an asshole, I don't want to speak to you again. So as if that wasn't enough, here comes, don't make any plans for the next 10 years, Jack.
Right. Love of your life dumped you, and now?
Yeah.
So this shouldn't be too hard on you. No big deal.
Ever been to China, Jack?
Right.
This is hard for me. But I don't seem to have a choice. The Chinese have proof that you led the assault on their consulate.
And there's one of the situations I was telling you. Come out of boxes right as this news is hitting him.
Look at that. That's and it's a nice choice by Keith. Just deflates. He just
takes his legs out from
under him. Exactly. Sort of. Yeah, exactly. He just collapses. The energy's gone.
Mm-hmm.
The 1-2 punch finished him.
But what they really want is for you to implicate the government.
Mr. President, that will never happen.
I know that. They'll put you on trial, propagandize about American arrogance. We'll put you in prison.
I understand.
Jack, this is unfair to say the least. And I'm ashamed of my part in it. But I promise you this. I will make it my life's purpose.
He's looking like he's behind bars there.
Yeah, that's a very nice touch.
Yeah.
I know you'll do what you can, sir.
Secret Service is sending over an agent to CTU.
One of the things that's been great in the show is whenever we can get Jack and Palmer to talk to each other, I think the number of times they've seen each other in person is really small.
It's minimal, yeah.
A couple of times in the first season. I don't even know if there were any other times after that. It's always on the phone, but it still works great because they play off each other so well. Two very strong actors.
Yeah, they do play off each other so well, and You know, I didn't even think about that.
It's never face to face. It's always on the phone.
Right.
But it works.
I think that's an advantage of our boxes.
Yes.
Since
absolutely.
We put them together in the same frame, they feel like
they're
connecting.
Exactly. Yeah. This guy's again showing his. He's not the bland bureaucrat that he seems to be.
Right.
Chinese could squeeze him dry.
You're right.
Plus, the Chinese could share the information with any intelligence agency in the world. Eventually, what they get out of power could find its way into the hands of terrorists.
I mean, one of the things here that we try to do is, of course, these guys are villains in a sense because they're conspiring to kill our hero, Jack Bauer, but their points of view are not unreasonable. In other words, they are trying to do something for a real reason that, in their view, serves the country, serves the national interest.
It's justified.
It's justified in their minds.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, in real life, it would be a real concern whether they would... Well, I think, in fact, people are sacrificed all the time for reasons like this. Maybe not quite as explicitly as we have it here, but it certainly does happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Kill one person to save millions.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the... Fortunately, Mike Novick was skulking around the corner there.
The president ordered Jack be extradited, not murdered.
Cummings wants Bauer dead so the Chinese can't question him.
President Logan shut him down. We were both there.
It was a weak rebuke at best.
I love this episode, how unique it is structurally. You know, we resolved... Normally in the finales, we take all the way to the end of Act 4 to resolve the threat, and then spend Act 5 with our wrap-ups. And there's usually some surprise in there, but this one, we resolved the main threat at the end of Act 2, and now we're building up the heat again for a whole other situation.
What in effect was a B story suddenly becomes the A story.
Right.
And the Prime Minister is offering to host a conference in London for improving the flow of intelligence information among nations.
Tell him
This is a wonderful job by the President here. I mean, he's so cocky and self-satisfied. Where in fact, as people who watch the show know, he himself did very little to get through this crisis, but he's convinced himself,
in his own mind.
His condescension toward Palmer is just fantastic here.
Yeah.
Well deserved, Mr. President.
You played it wrong, David. You played a role.
That's just terrific. <terrific. laughs>
So, and I do please.
And Greg Palmer sort of takes it, knows it's, you know.
Paul Gadd cracked us up. We were at the final mix.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Joel was complimenting us on the job we did on the show, and Paul said, "You played a role." He's great at zingers.
Yeah, that's funny.
By killing him before they can take custody.
Oh, for God's sake, David. Cummings was just speaking hypothetically. You can't take that at face value. Besides which, I told him it wasn't an option.
All I'm asking you to do, sir, is to talk to Cummings and make sure he understands your order.
David, I can't indulge some half-baked conspiracy.
I think I've earned the privilege of having my concerns taken seriously.
You have. But it's also no secret that your presence...
Both these actors have such great subtleties, and they're just their... very subtle reactions, you know, they're just spot on.
I won't allow that in my...
And they're such different characters, it's great the way they play off each other here.
Mm-hmm.
It would compromise mine as well.
Hmm.
Hear no evil.
This is a wonderful moment here.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
He goes from "you son of a bitch" to, "oh, what the hell, flick him away like a bug."
Yeah. Nothing Palmer can do about it.
Right.
It's this guy's president. What can he do?
Time for you to go back to civilian life. And let me do my job.
Let me do my job.
Yeah. If only you could.
Yeah. An interesting smirk. Yeah, I got your number, buddy.
Yeah, I know what's going on.
Yeah. And that's the first time he's actually sat in the president's chair.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. That's nice.
He was always standing in previous episodes, and he settled right in there. John, that was by design.
That's
John Cassar did that.
Yeah, that's excellent. Uh-huh.
I just found out that Logan's gonna make you take the fall for everything that happened in the Chinese consulate.
No one's making me do anything. The president didn't have a choice.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make it fair, does it?
Hey, one of the great things about Jack Bauer's character is he never offloads responsibility onto anybody.
Right.
Ms. Bauer?
Jack, are you still at CTU?
Yes, sir. Tony Almeida's just about to debrief me.
Listen to me very carefully. Do not turn yourself in. The man they sent to take you into custody has orders to kill you.
Orders from who?
Someone in Logan's camp. They think the Chinese will break you.
Logan authorizes?
Not directly, but he won't do anything to stop it. Now listen to me. Get out of there now.
Thank you, sir.
Ways to read that.
Yes.
Okay, what's happening now?
This actor's got a great face, great look.
Yeah.
He's wearing a suit, but you know this guy's capable of some pretty nasty stuff.
Right. Don't let the suit fool you.
Yeah.
What is it? Chain of custody authorization.
I'm not signing anything till Bauer's been debriefed. When that happens, he's all yours.
Fair enough.
We'd be burying a million Americans right now if it wasn't for Jack Bauer. He's a hero.
I'm sure he is. I'm just following orders.
I want him treated with the respect he deserves.
Of course.
He's on line one, says it's urgent, something to do with Jack.
Buchanan.
Bill, it's Tony. Jack escaped.
Every act out in this episode is really strong. Usually we move them and change them.
Yeah.
Great cliffhangers.
I'm the one who ordered the lockdown.
I'll be right there.
All right.
You wouldn't think a real-time show would be so flexible. You know, you wouldn't think you could move scenes from act three to act one, but...
Well, the parallel storylines give you the flexibility to do that.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what time we're on the timeline.
Yeah. And that's something we figured out very, very early in year one. These parallel stories keep up. There are time cuts. They allow us to play around a little. Otherwise, it'd be pretty tough to do the show.
Yeah, you got to go somewhere else to let him get from one point to another.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I did get a phone call.
Who from?
I don't know. I was waiting for him to finish up. Next thing I know, I'm on the ground.
And for the people who actually know how long it takes to get from downtown L.A. to Van Nuys, you know,
they may roll their eyes a few times. Yeah.
But I have two guards posted at each point.
I'm not taking any chances.
What are you doing?
Going after him.
Wait a second.
I've got orders to take Jack Bauer into custody. I intend to execute those orders.
This building is my jurisdiction.
You lost jurisdiction when you lost Bauer. If you want me to stand down, call the president. Otherwise, stay out of my way.
And I'm going with you.
No, you're not. I'm doing this alone.
Either you take Tony or you're not going in.
Hint that they may be up to something, I guess, there, that look between Tony and Michelle.
Yeah.
Or is it just a look, like, what are we going to do? I'm wondering if she knows if there's something up or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack? It's Tony!
I think at this point, it probably looks like Jack is really trying to escape.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first... On, I mean, we show Jack shooting at fellow agents, mm-hmm. which is shocking.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, that's explained but later. But...
Mm-hmm.
Jack?
Yeah, shooting at his buddy Tony.
Yeah, right now, presumably, he seems like a real fugitive, desperately trying to get away.
Uh-huh.
Stay out of my way.
This is over. I'm gonna go bring Jack out. You wanna stop me? You can shoot me in the back. Jack?
I'm putting my weapon down. I'm coming in.
I can't wait to see this on the air tomorrow night with my wife. I love getting the reaction.
The real reaction. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been so involved with this footage for so long. I'm dying to see how she responds to this stuff. That's pretty convincing.
That is pretty convincing. And the thing that we hoped would really sell the idea that he's dead is, it's one thing for Tony, who's his pal, to say he's dead. Mm-hmm. But now this guy, who's definitely not his pal,
comes and confirms
it. Yeah, comes over and says, yeah, you're right, he is dead. Doesn't believe it for sure. Doesn't believe it. Check for himself.
You killed
him. My God, he is dead.
Holy shit, he is dead. Yeah.
He was laying down cover fire. If he wanted to hit us, he'd have hit
Carlos
us.
Carlos does the convincing job of telling
you
us.
You killed my friend. Yeah, I'm going to get you.
Take him to the Situation Room. Sorry.
Oh, God,
Jack. Now, there was dialogue coming up that explained, but it was so technical that it took all the emotion out of it. It was Carlos rattled off all these medical and talking about what they used to stop his heart.
Right.
It kind of leaves a lot of questions here, but I think the as long as everyone realizes it was all a ruse.
Yes.
I hope I'm not wrong, but I don't think we really need all the.
I just hope it's not confusing to people, but.
It will be a little bit, but the gist of it's all there.
Yeah, I think by the time the show's over, you certainly understand these people were all in on a plan to make Jack look like he was dead and then get away.
Right. And so the wound to his head is fake, and he took something to slow his heart down to barely beat at all.
Come on, Jack,
originally, that went on about twice as long.
Yeah, I think at one point the show felt like it had quite a few endings to it.
Yes. He's dead. And he had to shoot him in the heart again and pump him about twice as long to revive him.
Until we can switch bodies.
Make sure I think we've got to just the right amount, though.
There's not going to be an autopsy. They wanted Jack dead. Now he's dead.
Bill. I just talked to my father. He said that Jack was being handed over to the Chinese government.
He was supposed to be. But he tried to escape.
I don't understand.
Neither do I.
It's another scene I cut in half.
Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, we wanted Audrey's response, and that's all we really needed.
Yeah, I think Buchanan does a good job here. I think you understand from this that he's not in on the plot.
No.
He himself really believes Jack is dead.
Yes. Just doing it with looks rather than dialogue is more powerful.
That's great. That's what I said earlier. If you have a cast you can trust, it's just so much easier to write.
Right.
And it plays much more real, because in real life, so much is done with expressions and body language and so forth.
Right.
Maybe here she's realizing what she...
it's all sinking in.
What she lost and,
a nice place to slide the boxes.
Yep.
Taking his congratulations.
Yeah, that's great. Great expression on Noah's face there.
What a shitty job.
Yeah, sleaze bag, yeah.
All right, we're clear.
Are you sure you're okay, Jack?
Yeah, I'm fine. You both need to get back to CT before anyone gets suspicious. Tony, you can drop me off anywhere up there. All right.
We've secured you a new identity. Should help you get across the border.
Okay. you get me?
I think by this time you understand, no matter what you thought before, that there was a plot that these people were all in on. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Got them all set up here.
His neck's okay. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that was faked.
I can't thank you both enough for everything.
And we thought about putting a phone call in right after this scene where he calls his daughter.
Right.
Because she hasn't made an appearance all season. And he is, after all, officially going to be dead.
Yes.
Jack.
So there were a couple of ways we thought about doing it. But
that would have been interesting, introducing her into the season at this late time.
We liked that idea, but it felt like one goodbye too many. He's got this, he's got a conversation with Palmer coming up. And,
right, and in the conversation with Palmer, there was a reference to his daughter where he asked him if he'd look after her for a little while. But again, too much.
Too little, too much, yeah.
Keeping it simple at this point.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Is better.
It wasn't entirely clear what he would say to his daughter either if he called her up. He said, you know, honey, you're going to hear that I'm dead, but I'm really not. Is that, what, you know, it's, I don't know if that, it puts her in a funny position. Now she knows something that could be dangerous to her.
Exactly.
So we thought maybe in the end he wouldn't even do that in real life. At least not now. He may get in touch with her six months, a year from now. Yeah.
He'll get settled into a situation.
And when he knows he's in the clear and everything worked, then maybe he gets in touch with her. Yeah.
Got to keep the audience thinking a little bit and coming up with their own scenarios.
That's right.
You know? It's cool.
I think it's fitting that the final scene is between these two guys for the reasons I talked about earlier. They've anchored the show.
Yeah.
For so long. It's
for 4 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice to have them.
Yeah, they're true comrades. They've been through what they've been through together.
Jack, you do understand when you hang up, for all intents and purposes, Jack Bauer's dead.
I understand that, sir.
And this is the key line, I think, in the script.
Mr. President,
you know, when you hang up, you're dead.
Right.
Same for me, my friend.
And there's the hang-up.
He's a dead man.
Yeah. This stuff was shot inside on a stage and lit to match this.
And perfect.
Oh, man. Yeah. Rodney did a great job with that.
Sunrise in this case.
Yeah.
Well, it puts a little different twist on the end of the season, because you know next season's going to have to pick up in a very different place than we've ever done before. So,
right,
gave us a little mystery or a little something to anticipate for the audience to anticipate next year.
Sure. Well, I can't wait to get that first script. I'm dying.
Yeah, we'll see. see how it works out.
Yeah. All right.